This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm talking to Marilise van Sail of Aspire Art, who are having a live auction in Cape Town on the 14th of September, and it's 20th century and contemporary art. Marilise, I think we should talk about the fact that, number one, it's for real.
Yes.
And we have the opportunity until the 14th to come to Aspire Art, yes, and have a look at it. And tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of this particular exhibition.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much for inviting me again. It's always great to come and speak about art. Yes, we are very, very proud to open the art season in September, or what we will call the spring season. So we're the first auction house to start with our events. And as you also rightly said, our title is 20th Century and Contemporary Art. So for this auction, we've put together a beautiful selection and a collection which focuses primarily on leading figures of the Amadlozi group alongside our 20th century pioneers, or what we will call in the art world our black modernists. And then we also have a great selection of photography works. So it's a beautiful curated show, about 80 works on the auction, and highlights specifically from our 20th century pioneers include a large-scale Dumeli Feni drawing, which was created in 1969, the year just after he left South Africa to go into exile. So this drawing is from his London period, which is considered to be, you know, some of the most outstanding works that he produced. And that drawing is also the cover lot for our auction.
That's fabulous. And you mentioned the Amadlozi group.
Yes. And our two leading figures we have on the auction, it's Eduardo Vela, two fantastic steel sculptures, and then of course the wooden panels by Cecil Scotness. The great work by Eduardo Vela that we have on auction, it's a large scale sculpture and it's a study for confrontation. So it's a precursor to the very, very large sculpture that forms part of the RMB collection in Johannesburg. And apparently this was also one of Eduardo's favorite sculptures, and it was in his collection for a very, very long time at his house until he sold it to a private collector. It's really worth seeing.
It sounds very, very exciting. And, you know, so much has happened, particularly in the auction arena. And what have you noticed as some of the trends, perhaps, that are evolving, that there's more of a focus? For instance, you mentioned photography, something that I'm always very...
Yes, yeah. So that's part of our contemporary collection, apart from we have fantastic works by David Goldblatt as part of that collection. But again, photography, I think collectors has also, they're used to the idea to collect photography, and we have fantastic photographers operating on the continent. And it's not only photography, but they make use of the medium as part of their extended output. And some of the works we have in the auction is by Zanele Moholi, Mary Sabandi, Mahamuda Siking, Michael Sabotsky, and then, of course, Sue Williamson.
Well, those are some very powerful names.
Yeah, no, they are.
And also what interests me is what you also remarked about, that photography is not just the photo, but it's become a medium to create artworks.
Yes. We do see a lot of our younger artists that they actually perform and then they capture the performance in the photographic medium. And essentially that is what we look at, and that is what our collectors will acquire.
So there are lots of things that are happening. And from the past sales, what have been some of the highlights and some of the names that you know, well, wow, those are the ones we better be looking at a bit more carefully?
Well, definitely my favorite this year is George Bemba. I think his works are really rising in value. At our last auction in March, also in Cape Town, we've set a new record for George Bemba. We sold a work for over R1 million, which is absolutely fantastic. As we all know, George Bemba was a social realist. He never went into exile. He never left South Africa. He created in this country and depicting the social realist realities of his people. So I think George Bemba is a big name to look out for.
Well, lots to see and lots to do. So tell us the days that you'll be open. I mean, tomorrow, Saturday, you are doing a walkabout, I guess.
Yes. So we actually had our preview opening last night. And now we open for the public. So please come and visit. Tomorrow we will have our walkabout and we'll be discussing some highlights of the auction. So please come at 11 o'clock and enjoy a cup of coffee with us. And we open during the week as well from 9 to 4.
So it's a wonderful thing to look forward to. And the best bet is to go along and do the walkabout. But if you want to know what's the why and the where of the art scene and the visual art scene in particular, get a copy of Arts and Crafts Map or tune into mapmyway.co.za and you'll know what's happening. So that was Marilise van Sail of Aspire Art and the 20th Century and Contemporary Art Auction happening on the 14th September. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Her is an exhibition with 48 works from Marion Arnold to Florence Zeffi of painting, sculpture and printmaking, showcasing the diverse talents of South African women artists from earliest 20th century to the present. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibition or works in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.